Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Hey, y'all, welcome to another segment of What's Cooking with Paula Deen. And today it's going to be all about questions and answers. So I'm looking forward to talking with y'all today.
Hello.
Hello, who's speaking?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Look at this. Oh, my God, I don't believe this. My name is Marie Bercy, and I'm calling you from Muskegon, Michigan.
Yes, I tried to call you Marie earlier and just left my name.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this. I am talking to Paula Deen.
Yes, you are, honey. Where were you earlier today?
You are vital. Do you hear? Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm watching for you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to breathe.
You are so sweet.
You're
very easy to make happy, Marie.
Yes. And you just did. Oh, my God. You just made my day.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I wish I was there to give you a great big hug.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm losing it. God. Okay, my question is, two questions.
Yes.
I have seen you have lost so much weight.
I've lost them? Yes. Thank you, Marie.
Good.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
How are you doing this? How are you losing this weight?
You know,
are you?
Let me tell you how I did it, Marie. When
okay.
I finally had to come to grips with the fact that I had become a type 2 diabetic, and it took
okay.
about a year and a half, honey. I didn't believe that doctor because nobody else had it in my family, and I just couldn't believe it. So, but when I finally had to come to grips and face it, I went into my kitchen, and I threw every white food out of my kitchen. Every
oh, wow.
white food. The only thing white that I kept in was cauliflower. And I could make cauliflower almost taste like mashed potatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
oh,
I did that for 4 months, and I lost about 35 or 40 pounds. And now
wow.
I'm trying to do moderation, Marie.
Just wow.
moderation. You know, once you get it off. You know, I said anybody can lose weight, but it takes a hell of a person to keep it off. That's the hard part for all of us. So, like I said, just moderation, you know, is working for me right now. And do I still use real butter? Absolutely, girl. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. If you're going to eat that sort of thing, eat the pure. I do not eat margarine. I'm convinced that real butter is better for you. But again, you know, I'm trying to use that moderation. And I have come out with what I call finishing butters, where
okay.
you don't have to cook with it, but you put it on right before you serve it, and it takes so much less of it. And it comes in all different flavors, and it is so good, Marie. It is so good.
Oh, my God!
You have got made the biggest smile on my face, Marie. I needed to talk to you this morning. I have got a bum knee. I just went to the doctor, and I have got a Baker's cyst behind my knee, and I'm limping around here like an old girl. Like a horse that needs to be shot. So I needed to talk to you, honey. I needed to talk to you. You've made me happy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Well, please get down.
My family and friends are going to go crazy.
I wish you could record this, but just tell them to listen in on pauladeen.com radio. Check iTunes. Just check all that so you can put it on for your friends.
Yes, I will. Oh, my God. I am so glad. I'm so happy right now.
Well, Marie, you have made me so happy, honey, and I just love you. I just love you and your wonderful spirit.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, you have a beautiful day, honey, and thank you for calling me back.
Oh, thank you so much.
And good luck on that weight loss. Remember, throw everything white out, your flour, your sugar, your bread, your pasta.
Okay.
Okay, girl, go to it.
All right.
Bye, darling.
All right, bye.
Oh, how cute was she? Oh, gosh, I needed to talk to her. Thank you, Marie. I love you, girl.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah, he's probably listening to a podcast right now. He can't answer the phone. He says, how do you stay so active and creative? Well, thank you, Thomas. He said, very impressive. You got me to listen to a few podcast shows, and I did enjoy them. Keep at it. Regards, Tommy P. I'm sorry I couldn't get you, Thomas. I think we can all agree that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has a tremendous power. It has the power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. And music also has the power to heal and has been used through centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain stress. Now Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies, y'all, were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. And now you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the very own comfort of your home or office. Right now, give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit wholetones99.com and get a free sample. Visit wholetones99.com today for your free sample. That's wholetones99.com. Again, wholetones99.com. Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment, information, and educational programming. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Audible has more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. All you got to do is download and listen on an iOS device, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and other MP3 players. And the great thing is, unlike a streaming service, with Audible, you own your own books. And on top of that, Audible even has a 30-second rewind and a button-free mode that I just love. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Paula and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, y'all. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paula. And get started today.
Hi.
Hey, Steve. It's Paula Dean. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing great. How you doing, Paula?
Good. I'm finer than frog's hair.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I was actually going to say, I hope this is Myron Mixon, because it was it's from Georgia.
No, it's just Paula Dean.
It's better, because I competed against Myron in professional barbecue 3 months ago.
Oh, did you win?
I beat him in brisket.
Way to go, baby. Way to go. Way to go.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Everything that you
well,
do.
Well, thank you, Steve. You know, I remember the second show I ever did on Food Network. I can't remember the name of it, but they pit two chefs against each other, and you raise your lid to see what your ingredients are. And
right.
I am not a chef. I'm just a cook. You know, I didn't go to school. Well, they pitted me against a young, beautiful French chef that was listed in the top 50 in the country.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, how unfair is this? I said, this old lady is going, he's going to make mud out of me. So sure enough, went out there the first go around. We did like three. And first time he mopped the floor with me. And I went outside on the sidewalk, and I walked back and forth on that sidewalk. And I said, no way I'm going to let this little whippersnapper beat me. I went in, and I won the next two competitions.
Oh, God, that is so cool.
It feels good when you come up against a real professional, doesn't it?
It does. I tell you, it's like, you know, these guys have been doing this for years, and I come in, and their first time out in my area, and it was just like, it put me on my own little pedestal. But it's rewarding. That's what I love about it.
Yes, it is. The producer has he's got a question for you, Steve. Hold on. He wants to know if you're a professional.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm a professional pitmaster in KCBS.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you were on equal footing with the guy that you just beat?
Yeah, it was just the one protein category, but it was like, you know, I put everything into this because I had all the guys on Barbecue Pitmasters, you know, Mo Kaysen, Myron Mixon, Gary Chu.
Well, tell people what a professional pitmaster is.
A professional pitmaster goes out to individual barbecue competitions that are sanctioned by KCBS.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's anywhere from 30 to 100 other professionals that we compete against.
Wow.
And it's tough. You know, you get there Friday, set up camp, sleep in your camp, and then you're cooking all night up to Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
Then you turn in your boxes. So if you get a couple hours sleep, you're lucky.
Wow. And now what do you win?
Trophies and cash.
Oh, cash. So
cash
there is a purse. There's a cash purse involved.
Yes.
Is it enough to make it worthwhile?
Hey, as long as it covers our expenses, we're happy, because we'll take that to the next competition.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would feel the same way about it. Just, Lord, please let me just cover my expenses so I can go on to the next one. Well, congratulations. I don't cook a lot of brisket here in Georgia. You know, we're more ribs and butts and that sort of thing.
I can cook some good ribs and butts.
Oh, I bet you can, honey. And I'd love to be with you and let you show me how you do your brisket.
I tell you what, my barbecue team name is Desperado.
Desperado, okay.
anytime I'm competing, you're more than welcome to be part of my camp.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. You know, I was I just got back Sunday night from California.
Oh,
and
okay.
I see that's where you're from. We
right.
were
and
out in Napa Valley. Is that near you?
Napa Valley's north of me. I'm in Anaheim, right by Disneyland.
Oh, living the dream.
I tell you, I love the weather. You know, no humidity, and it's, well, usually sunshine every day, but, you know, we do have rain sometimes.
I'm telling you what, I was looking so forward to coming out to California and getting a break from Georgia heat. Well, was I in for a surprise? It was so hot, honey, and they said it was going to be like that for the next few days. I said, well, I guess we brought it with us from Georgia. But, you know, not a lot of humidity out there. So
yeah, that's what's nice. Because I actually used to work at Cape Kennedy on the space shuttles.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and being from California, working out at the Cape, I couldn't take it. I stayed there 2 years and had to come back to California. The humidity was just...
It's brutal, isn't it? It's just brutal. I describe it as like walking into a crab pot. You know,
exactly.
It's wet, it's hot. 98 is still 98 in my book.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, we're in a little heat wave, but you know what? We'll get through it. And
yes, and y'all will be in hog heaven with fabulous weather, won't you?
Yes, we will. It'll be beautiful.
Steve, yes. Oh, listen, he's got another question. Our producer is interested in this Pitmaster stuff. Okay, he's told me to pretend like he's not there. So we won't listen. Steve, I so appreciate Phil said my job this morning is to get your secret for brisket. He wants to know how to cook a good brisket, Steve.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my
He's going to tell me his desperado secret.
Here it is.
Okay.
This is how I do it. I put on my desperado rub.
Uh-huh.
First, let me start from the beginning. I inject it with beef broth.
Okay.
All right. To keep that moisture and that beef taste in your brisket.
Because brisket can get drowned, can it?
Oh, yes, it can. The other thing, too, is always use a prime or above brisket. Don't use select or choice.
Okay.
The next is to, like I said, inject with beef broth.
Mm-hmm.
And then put your rubs on. Let your rubs set 6 hours,
okay.
So it penetrates the meat. And another great thing to do is on your brisket, on the fat side, trim it down to about a quarter inch of the fat cap, and then on the other side.
Wait, now say that one more time, please.
You have a meat side and a fat side.
Right.
On the
fat
side.
Right.
Cut it down to a quarter inch of fat.
Okay. Quarter of an inch of fat.
Right. This is the protective barrier I'm going to use on the brisket when I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the meat side, take off the, we call silver skin.
Yeah.
And the silver skin, if it's left on, it doesn't allow the rub flavors to penetrate the meat.
Okay.
And let it set. I do it 6 to 8 hours, wrapped up in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Then after it sets for the 6 to 8 hours, you're going to put it in the smoker. And I only smoke for 2 hours.
Okay. And what, any particular kind of smoker, Steve?
Oh, I use we call them UDSs, called ugly drums. So
called ugly what?
Ugly drums.
Okay.
They're 55-gallon drums.
Yes, yes. My father had one of those.
Hmm. They work wonders.
Yes.
And then after 2 hours of smoking, I do it at 300 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Then I ramp it down to 275.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is cooking with a fat cap down, in the smoker.
Oh, really? So you don't have your fat cap up where it can run into your meat?
No, because actually you'll pick off all your spices.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So fat side down.
Right. For 2 hours at 300 degrees, ramp it down to 275. and with a probe inside the middle of your, it's called the flat, you want to hit 165.
Okay.
Once you hit 165 degrees, you're going to take it off, and you're going to slice the flat and the point off, because it's two separate meats. The point is where you get your burn ends. So once you separate the two, you're going to wrap them up in heavy-duty foil, just the flat, put it back in on the cooker, and then once the flat hits 202, here's the big secret. You keep probing it with a toothpick till it feels like it goes in like butter and out like butter.
Okay.
And then it's done. So it can, like I had one, I was teaching a barbecue class last weekend, and it turned into butter at 217 degrees internal temperature.
Wow. Right. Do you have any videos like on up anywhere where you show us actually how to do it?
No.
Well, why don't you do that, Steve? Do you have a website?
My website is desperadobbq.com.
Desperadobbq.com. Why don't you go on your website and have somebody, you know, with their phone to shoot a video and walk us through? Because, you know, I'm one of those people, I have to see it. It's show and tell for me. A picture is worth a thousand words. But I bet there's a bunch of folks out there like myself that would love to learn from a pro how to cook a good brisket.
You know what? For you, Paula, I will do this.
Okay. Well, I think you'd have fun doing it, and I think people would really enjoy seeing it.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. I think we can all agree that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has a tremendous power. It has the power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. And music also has the power to heal and has been used through centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain stress. Now Michael Terrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies, y'all, were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. And now you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the very own comfort of your home or office. Right now, give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit wholetones99.com and get a free sample. Visit wholetones99.com today for your free sample. That's wholetones99.com. Again, wholetones99.com.
The great part is I got a perfect score on my brisket, which is called the 180 Club.
Uh-huh.
It's like bowling and you get 300.
No.
So well, to get a 180, it's very rare.
Uh-huh.
And I did it in brisket, one of the toughest meats to cook.
Wow. And brisket is not the easiest to cook. And you won't believe this, but my producer has one more question, Steve.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, Phil, what is it?
Any type of beef, well, okay, for example, tri-tip that we have out here that we cook. We actually use red oak. Adds a tremendous flavor to it. In competition, it's we're looking for a specific flavor the judges are used to, in a sense. So I use peach and pecan, like everyone else.
I use pecan.
Yeah, pecan. Pecan's great. another secret is if you use cherry wood. Cherry wood, it has a very sweet flavor, but it also adds a little mahogany color.
Mm.
Yeah, that's perfect for, like, I like using that on pork butt.
Oh.
So in my classes, I show people that what the different woods will do to your food and the different flavors. So actually, you can pair up your food with a wood.
Mm.
But, yeah, Aaron Franklin.
Just like you do the wines.
Yes. So I stay away from hickory and mesquite. They're very overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for nice, subtle, complimentary smoke on my food.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about mesquite.
Yeah. And you can also oversmoke your food where it's just rancid, in a sense.
Yes.
So I smoke for about 2 hours my food, and then I wrap it
to
prevent the smoking process. But I keep cooking it. So that's a secret. I remember the first time I've ever smoked, I think I was like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had a turkey. All I cooked with was with hickory. No charcoal, no nothing. And that's all it tasted like was hickory.
But you lived and learned, and you went on to get the 180 award.
Yes, I did. You know,
well, good for you, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be checking your website now to see if you have something up there to teach me.
Okay, I tell you what, I have a class in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to inform the class that we are going to do a video just for Paula Deen.
How great!
Yes.
Oh, Steve, that is wonderful. Well,
yes.
Phil and I will be watching it. Phil is the producer of my podcast, and he and I will be there watching you, honey.
Oh, perfect.
No, I wouldn't do that to you, Steve.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'll show you Western hospitality.
Well, thank you so much. You've just been a delight to talk to, Steve, and I feel like I've learned a lot. And listen, you keep winning those trophies and those purses.
Oh, well, thank you, Paula. And you keep on cooking, because I love what you and your son do on TV.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. You know I send you love and best dishes, don't you?
Yes, and same here.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day, darling. And
all
I'm
right,
going to be looking at you.
All righty. Anytime you're in town, give me a call, and we'll do some barbecue.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks, Paula.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care.
Oh, I'm telling you what, that was an interesting phone call. So hopefully September the 5th, we can go on his website, DesperadoBBQ.com, and see firsthand how he makes beef brisket. And it left my mind for a second, girls and guys. You know, he just said he won the 180 award with his beef brisket, which is like the bowlers when they hit a perfect game of 300. So it's got to be absolutely delicious if it took that award. All right, you ready to go to the next call, Mr. Producer? Oh, no, he's waving and he's telling me that I'm out of time, y'all. I've so much enjoyed chatting with y'all today. If I didn't get your question, I'll try to get to it the next go around. And remember, if you got a question and you want to chat with me, you can go to pauladeen.com and I will get back with you. And I just send y'all all kind of love and best dishes your way. Hope you have a very, very blessed day. And until then, love y'all. Bye-bye. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment, information, and educational programming. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want.
Audible has more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audio book publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. All you got to do is download and listen on an iOS device, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and other MP3 players. And the great thing is, unlike a streaming service, with Audible, you own your own books. And on top of that, Audible even has a 30-second rewind and a button-free mode that I just love. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Paula and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, y'all. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paula. And get started today. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.